Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Drive here on 96.5 The Fan FM. You can hear the Chiefs right here tonight. Pregame beginning at 6. Dan and Mitch, Josh Klingler, 7 o'clock for the third preseason game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton here with you. But joining us now, Mark DeRosa, 16-year MLB veteran. Mark co-hosts MLB Network's morning show MLB Central with Robert Flores and Lauren Chahadi. The trio will be here in Kansas City this Saturday for the national telecast of the Royals and Phillies game on MLB Network. Again, this telecast will not be available in Kansas City, but for fans outside of Kansas City, because they're going to black it out here. But Mark DeRosa, you excited to come here to our town?
Yeah, it's gonna be super interesting. I'm making them nervous because I actually haven't called too many games myself, but the ones I have called, I did one with Tom McCarthy from Philly, and then I've done the others with Bob Costas. So I keep saying Robert's got a lot to live up to.
Mark, you've done it all between that, managing, playing, hosting on that. You've done a lot of everything. But one thing you did do is you had Bobby Witt Jr. on Team USA, and you think about how good, and you've had some really nice things to say about him on MLB Network. We've enjoyed it. But what was it like having him on the team, and did you see this kind of potential for Bobby in the future, and how important was that, him being around all those stars?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, right? When Bobby was added to the roster, I think it was to get him around all the stars and kind of immerse him in that locker room and let him see how the Mike Trouts go about it and the Nolan Arenados and the Mookie Bettses of the world and see how they perfect their craft. And I think that was big for Kansas City and Bobby and his family, for him to be a part and see that. I walked away for, I think Aaron Judge is the best hitter in the sport. I mean, certainly people can argue the Juan Sotos of the world, but I think the totality of tools and putting them to use on a baseball field, I think it's Bobby's game right now. So my only regret, and it wasn't a regret at the time, because at the time Bobby was a young player being brought in, and kind of that was the role that was assigned. Come in, immerse yourself with these guys. If we can get you some ABs, we're going to get you some ABs. But, man, watching it and walking away from it now, I should have moved him over to second base.
What do you
think? Trey Turner was swinging the bat, and then I just didn't want to put Bobby in a tough position and move positions and be a young player kind of around those guys. So, yeah, I think come 2026, you're going to see a different edition of Bobby Witt in the WBC.
Well, it probably helped him being around all those players. I know Patrick Mahomes talks about, you know, the fact that he got to be around those major league players with his dad and how much it kind of soaked in with him. And obviously, we look at Patrick Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr. a lot of the same ways. But you're calling the game with the Royals and the Phillies. This Royals team, you know, you think about Salvador Perez, you know, he was on that 15 championship team and he's still here. He's been with the ups and the downs, now the re-ups with this team. But this team, Mark, has the first three guys in MLB with over 70 RBI, first three guys with 80 RBI, and now almost the first team with 90 RBI. Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny's already over that, but then Sal Perez is at 85. But the run differential in this team, you liken it back to the old Royals in 14 and 15. They had that bullpen, but this offense for the Royals is pretty potent as they have 71 wins right now.
Now, I agree with you. My heart is with the Royals for a lot of reasons. Number one, just being around Bobby. Matt Quatraro is just a great guy every time I've come in contact with him. But I just like how they went about their offseason. in a game where it kind of, you feel like the middleman is getting squeezed out on a roster with superstars and guys making the minimum, Kansas City valued going out and attacking free agency. JJ went out and brought in like really good veteran ball players, spent some money, surrounded his youngsters with the right guys. The Lugos have stepped up and been just unbelievable. Waka, even a Hunter Renfro, those type of players kind of immersed amongst the young guys, I think can only help. So my goal is more teams attack the offseason and their roster from a spending standpoint, more like what Kansas City did. And so that's why I push for them. Secondly, yeah, the guys like Sal Perez, I mean, what he's been able to do, he's carving out a potential Hall of Fame case. And I don't think the world truly knows the run producer that is Vinny Pasquantino. So I think, you know, tomorrow before we head out to Kansas City, I'm going to try on the show tomorrow morning to do a nice skybox on Vinny and kind of break down his season so far, because, I mean, he's sitting north of 90 RBIs right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's third in Major League Baseball. And you think, I mean, the stolen bases, they're going to have three guys over 30 stolen bases this year. You think about the run production, the home runs have been up. But with these moves J.J. Piccolo's done, I mean, you mentioned the Lugo, but the Cole Reagans trade last year for Chapman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's come in at the top of the rotation for the Royals. And you think about the trade deadline deals. You know, Paul DeJong brings in that, you know, experience, 14 postseason games in St. Louis, and he's been good in Kansas City. And then Lucas Ersig, who really kind of became the closer, that guy's been unbelievable for the Royals. Just good trade deadline moves.
Yeah, he's been huge. Yeah, they've done an amazing job. I think what JJ did was perfect. He honored their first half, right? He went out and honored the guys in the clubhouse to push forward and try and truly make a run at this. And they are a scary out if they get in because of the starters. Postseason's a game of trying to keep the opposition from not putting the ball in play so you can't make mistakes. And you got three guys that spearhead the rotation that can certainly punch tickets with the best of them. So you add in the Ersig on the back end of your bullpen, get a couple timely hits, and, you know, I think the Royals are a scary out.
You know, it's interesting just how good this AL Central is. I mean, Cleveland, yeah, just a 2.5-game lead over Minnesota and the Royals. They have a 3.5-game lead, do the Royals and the Twins over the Red Sox in the wild card. But – you know, it's very possible the AL Central has three playoff teams.
You know, it's funny. We had a thing today on the show. Do we kind of totally trust the Guardians? I think at this point you got to, right? Like, they played north of 120 games. Stephen Vogt has come in and done an amazing job. And just kind of sitting down with him, he said to me that the biggest thing or the biggest help making his transition easier is the fact that his best player is his hardest worker in Jose Ramirez. So it's kind of, he said, they just follow him and they follow suit. And he goes, and then I have a nasty bullpen. So I think the Guardians certainly have staying power. Now, could they go cold and someone jumps them for the division? Certainly. But yeah, three teams from that division, I don't necessarily see that happening, but you never know.
Well, it's interesting. The Royals get their crack at Cleveland several more times before the end of the year, and they have a winning record against them this year. Mark DeRosa is going to be MLB Central's doing the game. That's going to be a lot of fun. Not available in the Kansas City area, but for fans outside listening in a different area, you can get that. Mark's been kind enough to join us back in 14 and 15 when the Royals were in the World Series. One final question for you, Mark. Bobby Witt Jr. finishes where AL MVP?
Yeah, I'm going to say two.
Two, okay.
Judge is hitting homers like guys are getting singles. Pretty unbelievable.
Juan Soto, man, this guy, what, 8 straight hits were home runs? I mean, it's insane.
I know. And it's nightly basis. I mean, God, to see those two guys go at it, it's pretty awesome stuff. But Bobby is certainly taking the world by storm. I did the top 5 faces of baseball, and I took a lot of heat. I had Bobby in the top 5. I think the world, especially, I have a son who's 14 years old. And when we left Team USA, he was talking about two guys. He was talking about Nolan Arenado and Bobby Witt Jr. So So those are the guys he's following.
Yeah, the all-around player, and you'll be here in Kansas City. It'll be a fun game to watch. Royals and Phillies, that will be fun as the Royals just sit, what, three games behind Philadelphia right now as far as their record, 74 for them and 71 for the Royals. So it's going to be a great game. Mark, I hope you have fun in Kansas City. I think it's going to be fun that you guys are doing that broadcast.
No, I appreciate it. We're going to have a blast.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.